All daffodils are delightful spring flowers. However, there's something extra special about large cup daffodils with their big, glorious blooms. So let's explore 14 types of large cup daffodils that add extraordinary presence to any garden. Plus, we'll provide easy steps to naturalize them in your landscape. What are large cup daffodils? Need a quick explanation or refresher about large cup daffodils? We're here to help. These bold and beautiful daffodils are easy to identify by their two main defining characteristics. First, large cup daffodils grow one large flower per stem. Second, as a rule of thumb, their cup size is greater than 1/3 but less than equal to the length of their petals. This type of daffodil belongs in the second of 13 official daffodil divisions outlined by the Royal Horticultural Society. So if you need a quick list of those divisions, keep reading below. There are 13 daffodil divisions for identification. The 13 divisions of daffodils make identifying these spring flowering bulbs a lot easier. See the list of division titles below for quick reference. Daffodil Division Number 1, Trumpet. Daffodil Division Number 2, Large Cupped. Daffodil Division Number 3, Small Cupped. Daffodil Division Number 4, Double. Daffodil Division Number 5, Triandrous. Daffodil Division Number 6, Cyclamineous. Daffodil Division Number 7, Jonquilla. Daffodil Division Number 8, Tizetta. Daffodil Division Number 9, Poeticus. Daffodil Division Number 10, Bulbocodium. Daffodil Division #11A, Split Cupped Collar. Daffodil Division #11B, Split Cupped Papillon. Daffodil Division Number 12, Other Cultivars. Daffodil Division Number 13, distinguished only by their botanical name. Large cup daffodils belong in the second division and are quite similar to trumpet daffodils. To illustrate these features, let's take a look at some incredible types of large cup daffodils for spring garden blooms. 1. Narcissus accent. Botanical name Narcissus accent. Common names: small cup accent daffodil, accent daffodil. Hardiness zones: 3 to 8. Bloom seasons: spring, mid. Type of daffodil: large cupped, division number 2. Fragrance: sweetly scented. Color: soft cream petals and salmon pink cups with darker rims. With ruffled cups and slightly reflexed petals, accent daffodils are lovely and distinct. According to Holland Bulb Farms, accent plants are the first truly pink daffodils. Though only their cups are pink against pure white petals. In addition to their bicolor magnificence, accent daffodils are vigorous and bloom in mid to late spring. Accent plants reach 1 to 2 feet tall and produce showy 4-inch blooms. They also received the American Daffodil Society's prestigious Wister Award. 2. Narcissus Carlton. Botanical name Narcissus Carlton. Common names: large cup Carlton daffodil, Carlton daffodil. Hardiness zones: 3 to 8. Bloom seasons: spring, mid. Type of daffodil: large cupped, division number 2. Fragrance: strong and sweet vanilla fragrance. Color: golden yellow petals and cups. The bright and cheery Carlton daffodil is an all-yellow type of large cup daffodil with prominent trumpet cups. And this showy flower's blooms are significant at 4 to 5 inches wide. In addition, Carlton plants grow 1 to 2 feet tall and bloom mid-spring. Carlton is a vigorous yellow daffodil that comes back every year. And this golden beauty won the coveted Award of Garden Merit presented by the Royal Horticultural Society. 3. Narcissus Flower Record. Botanical name Narcissus Flower Record. Common names: large cupped flower record daffodil, flower record daffodil. Hardiness zones: 3 to 8. Bloom seasons: spring, mid, late. Type of daffodil: large cupped, division number 2. Fragrance: lightly scented. Color: white petals with pale yellow cups. The flower record daffodil is a beloved star of the large cup daffodils. Highly popular, this white perennial flower has a very classic look with its wide trumpet cups. Also, this daffodil's pretty yellow cups have ruffled reddish-orange rims. In particular, the striking contrast between its white petals and golden cups is a big part of this flower's charm. Flower record has a light scent, grows 1 to 2 feet tall, and blooms later in the spring. It's also a type of large cup daffodil that's easy to naturalize. 4. Narcissus fortissimo. Botanical name Narcissus fortissimo. Common names, large cup fortissimo daffodil, fortissimo daffodil. Hardiness zones, 3 to 8. Bloom seasons, spring, mid. Type of daffodil, large cupped, division number 2. Fragrance, sweet floral fragrance. Color, yellow petals and dark orange cups. The fortissimo daffodil has an eye-catching bicolor look. Namely, its fragrant yellow petals and orange cups are unique and attract pollinators to the garden. In addition, this late-blooming type of large-cupped daffodil is a popular plant for flower gardens, naturalized areas, and wildflower meadows. You could also grow fortissimo in pots too. Fortissimo is a vigorous daffodil that grows up to 1 to 2 feet tall and blooms in the middle of spring. Plus, its incredible flowers grow up to 5 inches wide. 5. Narcissus fortune. Botanical name Narcissus fortune. Common names, large cup fortune daffodil. Hardiness zones, 3 to 8. Bloom seasons, spring, mid. Type of daffodil, large cupped, division number 2. Fragrance, lovely, sweet scent. Color, light yellow petals with pale orange cups. Fortune is an heirloom daffodil with light yellow petals and pale orange frilly cups. And its coloring is similar to the fortissimo daffodil, see above, but with more muted hues. In addition, fortune flowers grow up to 4 inches across and have a sweet scent. This type of large cup daffodil produces flowers in mid-spring and grows 1 to 2 feet tall. Plus, fortune is another daffodil that naturalizes beautifully. Did you know that daffodils are some of the easiest plants to naturalize? If you're unfamiliar with the naturalizing process, keep reading to the end of this article for daffodil naturalizing tips. 6. Narcissus gigantic star. Botanical name Narcissus gigantic star. Common names, large cup gigantic star daffodil, gigantic star daffodil. Hardiness zones, 3 to 8. Bloom seasons, spring, early, mid. Type of daffodil, large cupped, division number 2. Fragrance, pleasing vanilla fragrance. Color, golden yellow petals and cups. The gigantic star daffodil is an old-fashioned favorite with large all-yellow flowers. Its huge blooms grow about 5 inches across and have prominent trumpets. In addition, gigantic star has cups that look like stars or suns with their decorative edges. Gigantic star grows up to 1 to 2 feet tall, blooms mid to late spring, and is easy to grow. And its showy star-shaped cups add star quality to any garden. 7. Narcissus ice follies. Botanical name Narcissus ice follies. Common names, large cupped ice follies daffodils. Hardiness zones, 3 to 9. Bloom seasons, spring, early, mid. Type of daffodil, large cupped, division number 2. Fragrance, pleasing sweet scent. Color, white petals with pale yellow cups that mature to cream. Ice follies large cup daffodils have creamy white petals and pale yellow inner cups that mature to white. In addition, its large cups have pretty ruffled edges, and the whole flower smells so sweet. Also, daffodil gardeners love this plant's long-lasting blooms that appear early to mid-spring. You can expect a ice follies plants to grow 12 to 24 inches tall and produce beautiful 4-inch blooms. And, just like other types of large cup daffodils, ice follies usually provides one large flower per stem. The ice follies cultivar has won multiple awards, including the American Daffodil Society's Wister Award. In addition, this daffodil earned the Award of Garden Merit from the United Kingdom's Royal Horticultural Society. 8. Narcissus passionale. Botanical name Narcissus passionale. Common names, large cup passionale daffodil. Hardiness zones, 3 to 9. Bloom seasons, spring, mid. Type of daffodil, large cupped, division number 2. Fragrance, delightfully sweet fragrance. Color, ivory white petals and a pink-orange cup. Passionale is a lovely white daffodil with frilly cups tinged with a pinkish-orange hue. This stunning large-cup daffodil produces 1 4-inch flower per long stem, making it an excellent choice for cutting gardens and vase arrangements. Two-toned Passionale grows 1 to 2 feet tall and offers its showy blooms in mid-spring. And this is another daffodil variety with a wonderfully sweet fragrance. Passionale is an award-winning large cup daffodil that received the Royal Horticultural Society's highly acclaimed Award of Garden Merit. 9. Narcissus Pink Charm. Botanical name Narcissus Pink Charm. Common names: large cup pink charm daffodil, pink charm daffodil. Hardiness zones: 3 to 9. Bloom seasons: spring, mid. Type of daffodil: large cupped, division 2. Fragrance: mild sweet scent. Color: white petals with coral pink rimmed cups. Pink charm daffodils feature 4-inch flowers with elegant bicolor beauty. This type of large cup daffodil has classic white petals and cups with coral pink rims. And there's even a hint of yellow at the bottom of their cups, giving pink charm blooms some sunny glow too. The pink charm daffodil grows an average of 18 inches tall and delivers 1 4-inch bloom per stem. Additionally, it has a lightly sweet scent. Another plus? Pink charm won the John and Gertrude Wister Award from the American Daffodil Society. The Wister Award recognizes outstanding vigorous and showy daffodils with long-lasting blooms. 10. Narcissus Pink Pride. Botanical name, Narcissus Pink Pride. Common names, large cup pink pride daffodil, pink pride daffodil. Hardiness zones, 3 to 8. Bloom seasons, spring, mid. Type of daffodil, large cupped, division number 2. Fragrance, strong sweet fragrance. Color, white petals with pink apricot trumpets that mature to coral. The white-petaled pink pride daffodil has cups that look pink or apricot, depending on the light. However, its pinkish cups mature to a striking coral shade. As a result, its color-changing feature and more make this type of large-cupped daffodil a fan favorite. Pink pride offers large 4 to 5 inch blooms in mid-spring. In addition, the plant grows 12 to 18 inches tall and naturalizes with ease. 11. Narcissus Professor Einstein. Botanical name Narcissus Professor Einstein. Common names, large cup Professor Einstein daffodil, Professor Einstein daffodil. Hardiness zones, 3 to 8. Bloom seasons, spring, mid. Type of daffodil, large cupped, division 2. Fragrance, sweet scent. Color, pure white petals with dark reddish-orange cups. Professor Einstein daffodils are real showstoppers with dark reddish-orange cups at the center of pure white petals. This beautiful plant proves that bicolor blooms are especially stunning on large cup daffodils. In addition to its beautiful color contrast, Professor Einstein produces large blooms up to 4 inches wide. The Professor Einstein daffodil grows 12 to 24 inches tall and has a pleasant sweet smell. In short, it's a mid-spring bloomer and makes a magnificent cut flower. 12. Narcissus Roulette. Botanical name Narcissus Roulette. Common names, large cup roulette daffodil. Hardiness zones, 3 to 8. Bloom seasons, spring, mid, late. Type of daffodil, large cupped, division 2. Fragrance, mildly scented. Color, white petals and lemony cups with orange ridges. Roulette daffodils shine with elegant white petals framing lemon-yellow cups ridged with orange. In addition, these huge 5 to 6 inch blooms have ruffled trumpets that give them a starburst effect. The roulette daffodil grows 12 to 18 inches tall and offers its stunning blooms later in the spring. And this showy large cup daffodil is another plant that easily naturalizes in lawns and meadows. 13. Narcissus Salome. Botanical name Narcissus Salome. Common names, large cup Salome daffodil. Hardiness zones, 3 to 8. Bloom seasons, spring, mid. Type of daffodil, large cupped, division 2. Fragrance, lovely floral scent. Color, cream petals with pale yellow cups that mature to salmon pink. Award-winning Salome daffodils provide softly muted blooms of cream and yellow. Then its cups eventually fade to a lovely salmon color before the flowers wilt. Additionally, Salome is a type of large cup daffodil that dazzles with large blooms about 4 inches wide. This daffodil blooms in mid-spring and grows an average of 14 inches tall. And you can count on its award-winning vigorous growth habit in addition to its soft colors. Salome received the Award of Garden Merit presented by the Royal Horticultural Society. This large cup daffodil also earned the American Daffodil Society's esteemed Wister Award. 14. Narcissus Slim Whitman. Botanical name Narcissus Slim Whitman. Common names, large cup Slim Whitman daffodil, Slim Whitman daffodil. Hardiness zones, 3 to 8. Bloom seasons, spring, early, mid. Type of daffodil, large cupped, division number 2. Fragrance, delightful sweet scent. Color, white petals and golden yellow cups. Slim Whitman daffodils have ivory petals beneath golden yellow orange cups with ivory ruffled rims. Also, these large cup varieties offer blooms that are 4 inches wide on plants that grow 12 to 18 inches tall. The Slim Whitman is a sport of the Ice Follies daffodil. According to the American Daffodil Society, a sport is a genetic mutation of another plant. And, in this case, both the sport and the original are stunning types of large cup daffodils. Though that wraps up our list of 14 types of large cup daffodils, keep reading to learn how to naturalize Slim Whitman cultivars and more. How to naturalize daffodils? No matter their division, daffodils are among the easiest plants to naturalize. Naturalizing means planting large groups of bulbs in sunny areas outside the boundaries of your garden. And a daffodil's ability to naturalize so easily is one reason it is a popular garden plant. They require minimal care. Lawns, slopes, meadows, and fields come to life with naturalized daffodils. And the steps for naturalizing daffodils are easy and bring many years of rewards. Here are some easy tips for how to naturalize daffodils in your landscape. Plant daffodil bulbs at least 6 inches deep and 3 to 4 inches apart. In addition, scatter your bulbs in drifts or casual groupings as if they self-seeded. As a result, this planting method will help daffodils look naturally wild in your landscape. Choose an area with full sun or partial shade that has well-draining soil. Also, selecting a location that doesn't need to be mowed until summertime is best. For best results, spread a layer of compost or bulb fertilizer before planting. Water the bulbs well right after fall planting. Next, keep the soil moderately moist, not soggy, in spring until blooms emerge. For large cupped varieties, give them plenty of room to grow. To encourage naturalizing, allow foliage to die back naturally in spring and summer. If you want even more daffodils to grow next year, divide and replant the bulbs in the fall. Follow these easy tips, and you'll have a naturalized landscape of beautiful daffodils. All types of large cup daffodils are extra special. We hope you agree that large cup daffodils provide special colors and shapes for spring garden interest. And among the 14 types of large cup daffodils featured here, it's hard to choose just a few. Yet planting just one large cup variety could bring lots of bulb flower joy in the spring. Whether growing in garden beds or naturalized in drifts, large cup daffodils in full bloom are special plants to enjoy.